That system has been in place for many, many years, and it was something that my dad fought to try to change many, many times. And they tried to get single-member districts implemented in Austin several times, and then through the lawsuit. Still, in the long run, I said the lawsuit ended up not getting the results that they wanted out of the lawsuit. But as it was set up, the single-member districts, what Dad was really at that time looking for is representation, because we did not have representation on the council for the East Side area. And there were many things that were needed on the East Side that were always neglected and passed on and actually never addressed. That the citizens would go down to City Hall and address, but they would never come before council. So there was a lack of a whole lot of taking care of business on the East Side that was necessary. That never did happen.
Austin finally did approve single-member districts this last year. What do you think was different this time, considering that it had been put to a vote, I think, six times before, only to fail?
Well, they took the idea of geographic representation on and promoted it, and the citizens of Austin, I think, say it's about time that we have geographic representation. And it was necessary, and I think all of us were interested in having a geographic representation on the council. So just that concept itself was way past due.
Austin did have two forms of geographic representation up for a vote in November, and you told me earlier on the phone that you were actually in support of this competing form of geographic representation. I think it was the 8-2-1 plan. That would be eight single-member districts with the mayor and two additional council people all running at large. Why did you prefer that plan over 10-1?
My thoughts on that and the people that were with it were we really needed two people at large that would take care of citywide business. And at the same time, it would give other minorities or just individuals an opportunity, like the Asian population in Austin. There's no Asian district that we have, or there's no Vietnamese district that we have. But so anyone could run at those at large positions, and it would give other citizens of Austin who would not be a major part of a district the opportunity to run for council and perhaps get on.
I guess in retrospect, the importance that this subject carried for your father, what do you think his reaction would have been like to see Austin finally embrace single-member districts after this long?
Well, I think he would be excited about Austin finally embracing the district, because at the same time, this will give a lot of people in these districts the opportunity to run with a less expense on that position, running for that position, whereas right now, if you run at large, I think you probably have to spend almost $200,000 for a position to run. But under the single member district, it'll be a whole lot cheaper. And you can actually walk your district and kind of get support, door knocking, and make a great difference. So it gives more opportunity for all citizens of Austin to run. So he would be excited about that.